administrative assistant.
Okay. Okay, hopefully this is going to work on this recording. We'll see. All right, so we, last week, we're just going to do a short chazara then over what we did last week. And again, the same model is going to be true here today, is that we're trying to really learn together. So any idea that I might try to put forward here, if it holds together, great. If it doesn't hold together, also great. That's why I bought my pen. Be able to write down when things are going to fail. But if we just last week, so we'll just do a quick chazar as how I understood where we were standing. And that is that we saw in the Kovet Sa'aros that he described two types of shlichus, right? One of them was, as he says here, hecha debelo ashlichus ein amasiklu. That without the shlichus, there's nothing going on. Kamo b'shliach legarish. They ain't all the megarish eishes chaver. Then here, it's more of what we're talking about is the mesiras koach, the giving over of authority or empowering the shliach to be able to go and to do the maisa that we're talking about, or to achieve the chalos that we're talking about. And then he says, there's another type of shlichus, is where the guf hamaisa ain't tzarech shlichus. And the example that he gives is kigon shlichus dvar aver, which is going to be our classic example, if you like, of this type of shlichus, right? Where you're not creating kind of chalos. There's not a chalos avera, and there's no transfer of authority, right? I don't have authority over murder or authority over some kind of avera. That there it's attribution, that we're attributing the maisa, his yachsus, what we would call it, to the meshaleach. Right? And then I tried to take it one step further here. So what the Kovetz Haros is saying is that there's two types of shlichus. If you like, there's shlichus A, which is mesiras koach, empowerment. And then there's another type of shlichus that occurs from time to time in the Makaros that is a representation or a hisyachsus, where, like an instrument, you are in the hand of the meshaleach. Okay. Based on the Grach, I tried to take it one step further and to build this model that the yisod of shlichus, at the end of the day, is that first model. That they're not two independent types of shlichus, but that they're one, there's one concept of shlichus, and that is that you have what I call ba'alus, that is this mesiras koach, empowerment, chalos creating, das providing type of shlichus. Once you have that, then through the limud of Shulchan Shalom Kemoso, especially what's learned from the Korban Pesach, the Torah gives also a status of Baalim, right? Of this, what I'm calling instrumental representation, or what's known as Yada Richta, really, in the Makor. So we're going to use the terms Besiris Koach and Yada Richta. And I tried to lay out what some of the differences might be between these two, as independent tracks. So that was the Chazara, right? What we did is we got away from looking at Shlichus as a question of Hiskamus, of the sort of the Shlich embodying the Meshaleach, verse in kind of a concrete way. That's what was bothering Rabbi Silver in some of the explanations. We tried to get away from that, right? And we more adopted this version, Mesiras Koach versus Hisyachsus. But more importantly, take it to a higher level, is it that you are using your balus to empower someone to be able to create a chalos versus having a yada richta in the sense of ishyachsus, where the mice is going to be attributed back to you, and putting them all together in one model. So again, the Kovetz Haros says they're not one model. So if it comes out at the end of our learning that they're not one model, that's okay too. I'm taking this from this few lines in the graph, trying to build something that it's one model. And then I tried to say that I believe that that's what the Rid is saying when he talks about why you can't have shlichus in mitzvos, that essentially most mitzvos don't have a mesiras koach element to them. Therefore, you can't have shlichus in them, because without mesiras koach, you don't have an access to yada richta. And that's the thing. That if there was a real track out there of shlichus, of yada richta, that you could always access anytime you wanted, then really you could do mitzvos through through shlichus. So you might have a limitation, like the Tzol says, that something that's midi de memela, where you actually have to have a status of wearing tefillin, not just putting. Okay, so it could be that there's limitations, but at the end of the day, many mitzvos would fall under the rubric. Whereas we tried to say that in the read, the read implied that most mitzvos, 90%, won't have them. The only ones that he listed.
That ability to be able to give over the kayach to a shliach.
That's the din of shlichus. That's the basic din of shlichus.
So just that a mitzvah doesn't have that is because...
Because there's no, you don't have bialus over a mitzvah. There's no chalos that you're creating that's yours with the mitzvah. So it's not, it has to be like kinyon, like mecher, something like that.
Something that you have a bialus on that you
right,
can give over.
That you can give over. So that's basically what we were trying to say.
So how would you apply that? No, so the class example shlichus by mitzvah would be karp.
Right. Shlichus by mitzvah would be korban, right? But there, what we tried to say last week was that because kodshim is a kocha adam process, as Rashi pointed out, because I can say harei alai ola, right? The Gemara there said that the korbanos yeshav emachshav. So what did it have to do with shlichus or korban? So the answer is that's the shlichus korban because you need to have a process that's a kocha adam process that where the person's das is the basic element that's creating the chalos, then the Torah says that in that kind of a process, you could also have a yad arichta. That's the limud that's not learned from gerushin and truma, but that's learned from kodesh, right? That you can actually have that level.
So to me, it almost sounds like the mysterious kayach is this. Creating a context. In other words, if you do this action without the context of it being his wife, his carbon, right, his mikudeshes, if that action needs the context of a bial.
Right, and so what
so
we're taking,
where you don't need the context of a bialim, for right. example, anything else, so let's say...
So the way you're wording it, if you look back at the rid, that's exactly what the rid is saying. That's exactly what he's saying. So we're taking the rid and rebchayiming him, if you like, just a tiny bit more, by saying that it relates to this concept of koach ha'adam versus koach ha'maisa. But that's exactly the words of the rid. That's how the Tzos understood the rid exactly. Right, so that rid, just based on what you're saying, could have been understood, that's what I tried to say, like marach or zarua, that it's a question of... Totsa versus Pa'ula. But we tried to get away from that and say that's not what the read really means. What the read really means, and the Tos didn't also take it to this Reb Chaim level, if you like. He just said that he's saying that you need something that relates back to the Mishaleach. But why does it relate back to the Mishaleach? Because the Mishaleach is mafil, the whole thing, from beginning to end. It's only on his bialus. So we tried to tie that.
So where you have a Maisa that's not... doesn't require that context. In other words, it's a freestanding mitzvah. Shechita is a freestanding mitzvah.
Right, so you can't have shlichus.
So there is no shlichus.
Correct. Now, sometimes you don't need shlichus. That's what we tried to say, like by makkah. It's not that if I send the guy to go and build a makkah that I made a shliach. I can call him a shliach in Hebrew, but he's not my shliach in a halachic or in a lumdis sense. So there are many, many things that you can accomplish through someone else where you don't need. And technically, I guess you could send, like the Gemara discusses an elephant laying something down in Erev. And, you know, there's all kinds of discussions about it, or by Me'ila, that a Katan can do it. All those things are not going to be shlichus the way that we mean it.
We do find, I mean, the Gemara uses the Lashon in the beginning of the parish, that, Mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucha, like right. Gerushin and Gerushin and things like that, but isn't that over there also? It's on the end result. It's the fact that you are married. It's the fact that you're divorced, not on the practice.
No. So what we're saying is that Shlichus is two things. That Shlichus by Kiddushin, you accomplish two things. Whether you need both of them, that we can discuss in any given thing. But when I send, now what I'm saying is when I send someone to go do Kiddushin, what's happening now is I'm being Moisar Koch to the Shliach, and the Shliach is Baal. So I did the mitzvah. The mitzvah accrues to me. Actually, so why then is mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucha? So still, what?
The mitzvah of
Kiddushin.
Of the marriage.
Right. Accrues to me. So I get the hisyachsus, that's what I'm saying.
But we're saying there's an aspect of the mitzvah of doing it, not just it being done.
That's correct.
But then, for example,
but it's not, but the question
why
is
the makkah, wouldn't that be the same case? There's an inyan of it being done, and there's an inyan of
doing. So there was an inyan of it being done, so a goy can't be a shliach, so therefore you'd have to hire a Jew. I'm saying that it's the proof comes from the facts. that you have to hire a Jew to go and do Maka. If that was the halacha, then I would tell you exactly right, that there you need shlichus, and if that case of Maka wouldn't be an inyan of Mesiras Koch, then you would have a proof against me. Like Shlich Narveira is a proof against this theory, like the Grach pointed out. But what he said is, look, that was a special limud made by Shammai, so don't, you know, you can't shlug me up for that. I think there's even another way that we could approach it if we get to doing a shir on. I don't know how far we're going to go with everything, but if we ever do a shir again on Shliach Dvar Aveira, we're going to have to look at it also from this perspective. So I wanted to take this understanding, which may hold up in the way that I think it should, that I'm proposing it as one conglomerate of Mesiras Koach with a subordinate Baalim Yada Richta, or even if we end up like the Kovetz Haros, that there's two separate ones. But we want to look at some hashlachos, or some places where it will apply. Now, there's many, many, many examples you could have brought. I brought four here, and we'll see whether we can get through those four. So the first one is, none of this is really new. The difference between a shliach kabbalah, a shliach for accepting the get for an isha, and a shliach halacha. So if you look at the Rambam already shows us that there's a difference between the two. He says, a shliach she'os ha'isha l'kabel lo gita, the shliach that's made by the isha to accept the get, and that's from the special limud of v'shilcha, melamed she'os ha'shliach, right? Miyad bala, hu anikra shliach kabbalah, that's shliach kabbalah. K'shagia get liyado tiskarei, she becomes divorced, ki'ilu higia liyado. So to me, that diuk is important. Ki'ilu higia liyado. It has to be done in front of two. You have to create that shliach. It has to be done in front of two witnesses. Then he says, right? Habal einu yochol laso shliach lekabel get lishto, avol yochol laso shliach leholich haget lishto. V'zeo anikra shliach halacha. So when he creates a shliach halacha, he doesn't have to do it in front of two witnesses. The Rambam says that explicitly later. We'll see. And here he does. So the Rambam's delineating for us two, I outlined it here, two categories of shliach. One shliach halach, one shliach kabbalah, right? Only, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going there. I saw that you were discussing this 2 days ago, you made the deal that from there that it's the idea of, I can't find a sheet right now, but it was a koach, it was, as Pishlichos, you wanted to define it as a, koach, Mesiras Koach over there, I think it was defined it by
Shliach Halacha.
By Shliach Kabbalah.
No, Shliach Kabbalah is not, for sure not.
Right, I'm Yad Arichta and stuff like that.
Right.
So I didn't see. The question was where the Rambam that is, and the fact that the Rambam requires a Shliach for her to make an Edim Kabbalah, Shliach Kabbalah, my understanding, I would say for that, is not because of the different type of Shlichos that they're empowering, but because Since the truth is that you need Eidim for Eidim Mesira, for her receiving it. So therefore we know at the time that the get reached her domain or her possession, the time when she's divorced, I need Eidim for that.
Right.
And you have to connect that back to her. So when I make this Eidim for Kabbalah, when I make a Shliach for Kabbalah, I need Eidim connecting it to those Eidim to her. So if we have almost a Eidim directly connecting that she's divorced right away. This has nothing to do with the type of Shlichus, but only in the sense of what type of shliach we're making, of koach the shliach, but rather because of the job of the shliach. And that's what I'm saying. The fact that there's edus, I don't see that as a clear raya, that it's defining the koach of the shliach.
Nothing has to be, let's go ahead, nothing has to be clear. You know what I'm saying? I agree with you. I'm not saying that you can't look at it in a different manner.
Okay.
All I'm pointing out now is that the Rambam says that you need shtei edim. So we'll hear one, so we'll hear another side, and then everyone has to decide, you know, what explains Rambam the best. He doesn't say clearly, although he says fairly clearly that these are, well, you're agreeing that they're edi kiyum, right? That they're not edi birur,
right.
These ones, right? So, which I'm saying too. So the way that I was approaching is, how does this shliach kabbalah fit into our model of shliach? Right, because this isha has no balas to access what we're calling shlichus, which is this mesiras koach. Right, she has no balas whatsoever, and that's the yisod of shlichus. According to what I'm saying, she shouldn't be able to access shlichus. You shouldn't have a shlichus that looks like this. So here, I want to make this separation that you were saying. Which again, I'm not saying that there's no other way to look at it. That the shliach halacha is classic shlichus. That's the mesiras koach, and then derived from that, or subordinate to that, you also have this ba'alim shlichus, right? Whereas a shliach kabbalah is somehow, here you have an example of an independent, just ba'alim type of shlichus, just yada richta, I'm saying, as a separate entity. So what I try to say again, following the grach, is that you don't have such a shlichus initially. Meaning you can't have shlichus in essence without first having the ability for Mesiras Koach. Therefore, you shouldn't be able to have the Shliach Kabbalah. But what's going on here? He says that wherever there's Gzeres HaKosav otherwise, that's another story. So that here we have this Gzeres HaKosav of Vishilcha, and that tells us that the Isha can make a Shliach for her needs within the process of Gerushin and Kiddushin, and therefore she can't utilize a what I'm calling track A, Mesiras Koach type shlichus. So therefore the shlichus that the Torah sets up for her is a shlichus that's within the whole rubric of Gerushin and Kiddushin, which are Mesiras Koach type processes, but she can use a just that part of the shlichus, which is the ba'alim.
So,
right.
So let me ask you, for Kiddushin though, it's not enough to have Kavanah, she needs Das for that.
That's correct.
So wouldn't that be Mesiras Koach? That's Ba'alus.
We'll see that in a second. If we get to the page 14. Exactly. If we get there.
All right.
But once we have the Gzeres HaKosav though,
yeah,
then we can learn that from Gideon. So why does it come out now? Reminds me of the Gzeres HaKosav by getting the Tos. There is an independent because of Yada HaRichto in a situation where there is no Kayach to be Meiser. So therefore we can learn out from there, the Kalat HaRikulu, that you can have such a type of shlichus.
Well, because
the sausage story that
earlier,
in other words, you're right that at the beginning you can ask these kashrus one way or the other, but once Lamaisa you have a Xeris Akasa that tells you
right. On the other hand, it points right. So that was the first lashon in the Ribash. The second one was saying that not so much that you can use it and learn to everywhere else. So I'm following more of the second. There's two answers in the Ribash. Right. I'm saying again. I think that again that you could set up the idea that you have two types of shlichos and that will survive. And the same thing you would say here about shliach halacha, shliach kabbalah. Or you can maintain something more like what the Grach was saying, that there's one type of shlichos, right? Just that you have examples where the Balaam track alone is able to operate. So again, I want it to be medayik that the Rambam does hold that a Shliach Kabbalah works through a Yada Richta model. If you look at anywhere he mentions it, it seems to pop up. You know, he adds ink, so to speak, where he didn't have to write. Fenosan biyada, melavit she'eda miskareshet ad shina sein haget liyada, until it gets given into her hand. Oli ad shlucha shehu kiyada. Has to add that. Shehu kiyada. Oli chatzera.
According to you, say, what it should have said, who's kiyada? Like, how would you read it?
Oli Yad Shulcha. Why does he have to add to Shehu Kiyada? Right? Or to say, Oli Chatzera Shakol Kiyada. To say that it's all like Yada. But when he mentions the Shlichus, again, it's only a diuk. Again, I can't prove it from a diuk in the Rambam. Right? I can't prove anything that I'm saying. From the next line. Right?
Which
we're in number... Right there. Right.
And then the Chatzar also is Kiyada. That's not Shlichus.
No, I agree. Well, first, that's Bachlokas in the Gemara. But the.
It seems the Rambam is using Lashon of Kiyada more loosely than just a little understanding. It means literally like Yada Richta.
Right, here. Let's go to the next one. I'm not saying from any one deal in the Rambam that we're going to.
Can I just ask going back a second?
Sure.
The assumption is that this is for sure not a Mesiras Koach, just
right.
Like with Ambalkar.
Because she has right. She has no
so
Koach in the presence.
So why is that so there, it is a Koach. She has the power to prevent a Chalov. She could close her hand. She could sell her house. You know what I mean?
No, she can't prevent.
What?
In other
terms, yes, she did.
But she can't create the Chalov. It's not really.
Is that? But I'm saying I know that with Ambalkar, but in terms of this, that you're deciding like which things are called a Koach. Well, why can't I call it? Where does it say that I can't call it a koach of the isha? You know, to affect the chalos. You don't have to use the word create. It's passive, but
isha because it's balkrocha.
He could put it.
But still,
he could put it into her
chatzer. The chalos from happening, or she could confirm. She could validate the chalos happening.
But you can't do it just by
Orange. In terms of the Shia specifically, where you're like,
no, because if there's no das at all on her part needed. I mean,
I know, that's what you're saying, right. Because there's no Kishtof right. Das.
Yeah, das
you can't
is
call it mysterious power.
Right.
Why? I'm saying why
because das is what's being passed forward, that ability to create a chalos, which is das. That's the mysterious power.
What do you mean? Zer Chakir, you could make it
whatever. What?
Zer Chakir, you can make what, where did the word das come in? That's specifically...
Well, that's how I'm defining. I'm saying that das
you're
is the...
power you're
right,
giving over.
Correct.
Just,
right. I'm not saying that physically, that just a kid could also stop a chalos, right? You know what I'm saying? You could go in and two people trying to sell something and rip it out of their hand, right?
But he can't give it over. He can't give that power over, though.
Right, but she can also give the power over.
All the ways she's prevented to get from
taking. She could, we're sent by the Shlichas.
But I'm saying, all the ways she's would be prevented to get is not because she decides not to. She has to take an action to kind of almost make it like it's impossible. There's nothing.
So you're saying that has to be Tala and Das. I'm just not sure why that's.
I mean, if the husband decides he doesn't want to give it yet, he just. It's not more than just.
She
decides
he
can't
get his mind, and she can't do his mind, she has to do an action.
I'm saying, he doesn't have to create himself not to be in existence. Not to give a get. There are other ways to do it.
Sorry, but it has to be bedid, not b'mitzius. I mean, that's what we're trying to get at. And b'mitzius, you can do a lot of things, right? But we're saying it has to be that in somehow in din, conceptually, she's able to stop the get. Not that physically. That is, you know what I'm saying? That she could do it.
Just out of curiosity, if he sticks it into her hand and she's drugged or asleep, is that still good enough?
I don't know.
Laura
talks about that. The Evid has to be tied up.
She's
and
awake,
so, right.
She rolls over, maybe fall off her offering. Because it's a din of shmira, she can guard it, I think.
Right, all right. It has to be whether it fits the criteria of the nasan biyoda. That's the question. It's not so much whether she has to have das or not. So here again, I think that if you read the Rambam, I think that the diuk is legitimate. Zeh shenemar b'Torah v'nosan b'yada ein inyan akos of elishi agia get law. So it means it's not something that specific has to reach her hand, but something more abstract. V'echad yada o cheka o chatzera o shlucha she'asasa yada ki yada. Again, by shliach he stresses she'asasa yada ki yada hakol echad hu. Right? I'm saying if you want the one where he only stresses it here. Again, each time he stresses that this shliach has to be shasi yada kedo. Again, it's a diuk in the Rambam. It also clears up a contradiction in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shulchin, he tells us quite clearly, why can't a cheresh shota a katan make a shliach? Right? They can't be shluchin, but why can't they make a shliach? So he says clearly, we're underlined here. Right, the lo osin shlach echad akatan ve'echad aktana. Why? Right, because they have to be bnei das. I didn't read the whole thing here, but if you read the first line, osa adam shliach isha isha vafilu esha sisha vafilu evid v'shivcha hoil v'hem bnei das v'yesha b'mitzas mitzvah. So they can't. They have to be somehow bnei bris, but they have to be bnei das, and that's why he says a katan can't make it. Consistent with that, in Ishus, he says the same thing. Hakol ksherim l'shlichus, chutz b'cheresh shote v'katan l'fisha einam b'nei das. Because they're not b'nei das. When we get to shliach for Kabbalah, the Rambam says something different. V'yeshel isha laso shliach Kabbalah, l'kabelo gita miyad shluchos shabal v'ktana, eina osa shliach v'ktana, can't make a shliach Kabbalah, what would we expect him to say? Right? Because she's not b'nei das. But he says no. Says something different. Mipnei sheshliach kabbalah tzorich eidim, because there's a need to have these eidei kiyum. Vein meidim alakotim sheino benedas. So we don't provide eidei kiyum. Okay.
But then you end up sheino benedas.
Well, it's right. Part of the problem why you can't make eidei kiyum is because they don't have das. But he could have simply said that they can't make shlichim because nowhere can they make. They just can't make shlichim, right? The Yad HaMelech says something similar to what I'm saying. He a little bit holds like the Marach or Zeruah, so we're not going to necessarily read them completely inside, right? But he says that. Go ahead.
I remember there's a concept in general that I get to know. Since we make it somewhat easier, because since she can't, it's a din bal karcha, so there's less of her own, in the sense, das required for it, because she isn't. There is no das needed for that thing. So in effect, just the same because she's...
The graph says something similar to what you're saying. I put it here in the footnote.
Okay.
Right? I'm saying something different. So if you're like the graph,
I don't know.
That'll be fine, right? I'm trying to make a deal different than him. But the Yad HaMelech says, he talks about our two class of shlichus, Mesiras Koach versus versus Yad Arich. And then he says, "Vinei b'shlichus dekidush gerushin is hanitrei sugei shlichus." You have both those types of shlichus. Ube gerushin gamken b'shliach la'kabbalah da gerushin nigmara tekev b'giyah geit liyad ha'shliach ve'af I nisra v'nevar acharke v'lo boli yod ha'klal hi megureshes ve'al korcho ha'mishum d'shlichus sholem kamo. So he, that means that the shlichus kabbalah has to operate through this concept of hisyachsuz. Ube shlichus l'olachadidei that Shlech Halacha is more like Shlichus by a Mecher, by a king, regular Kinyan, and that a Shliach Kabbalah is more or is like this Shluch HaShalom, what he calls Shluch HaShalom Kabbalah.
Would that be more like a Ba'alus or a Messiah Kalach?
That's the Shliach Halacha, Shluchus Halacha.
No, that's going on the Shliach Kabbalah.
No. Shliach Kabbalah, he sent the Shliach Kabbalah. Right, because when he's defining it, if they read him inside, the Shluchus Shalom Kamoso is what we're calling closer, what we're calling his Yachsus, or the track B type Shluchus.
Then by Shluchus Halacha, like, that's really the weaker one, and yet by Shluchus Halacha, he implies that's the weaker one.
Why is it weaker?
Shluchus Halacha today is a Sog Inyan Mechira.
Right, it's like a Mechira. Right. So it is, well here's an interesting point. What's coming out according to what I'm saying is that in some ways, this newly identified, independent, Ba'alim type Shlichus, in some ways is weaker than Mesiras Koach, right? Can do much less than Mesiras Koach, right? Even, we didn't get in here to Mili and to Shlichus Shliach, right? But in all these areas, you'll see it's a weaker type of Shlichus.
Right.
But in some ways, and this is the idea that I tried to point out in when I made that little chart at the beginning of the affinity that's needed, in some ways, it's more powerful type of Shlichus because you're able to actually have this concept of Ba'alim, right? Related back to it in a way that maybe the Shlichus from Mechira can't do. But again, looking from the perspective that I wanted to bring, is that the Shliach Halacha is a standard type of Shlichus, which is this Mesiras Koach with a subordinate Shliach LeKabbalah, Yarar, whereas the Shliach Kabbalah is purely Ba'alim. And so therefore, since you don't need Das in that Ba'alim type Shlichus, so the Rambam has to point out that the problem lies elsewhere, even though in every other case that he talks about why a Katan or a Katana can't make a Shliach, it's because of Das, and here he has to skip it. So then, the fact is that it gets much more complicated, because the Rambam introduces now for us a third type of Shliach, right? He introduces a Shliach Kabbalah, a Shliach Halacha, and now a Shliach Hava he brings in, right? And this category now again challenges our theory, because what is the Shliach Hava, right? It doesn't look like a Mesiras Koach type Shlichus, because she has no ability, she has no balas over the process, the Shliach Hava that she's creating. It also doesn't appear to access the Kemoso status, the Ba'alim status. Why? Because when the Shliach gets to get, she's not divorced. Right, it doesn't seem to be Yad Arichta. So what is going on here? So if you looked at the makoros that I gave, I'm going to actually speak it out a little bit because I want to get to some of my other examples, is that if you look at the makoros, so Rashi says, you know what, you're right, there is no such thing as a Shliach Hava. Right? It's all Shliach Kabbalah. That's all that it is that she tells him, go to my husband, pick up the get, and tell him to make you a Shliach Kabbalah. That's Shliach Hava. So that also fits in with our conceptualization nicely, because there can't be such a thing as a Shliach Hava. Yeah, make you a Shliach Halacha. I'm so sorry. That there can't be such a thing as a Shliach Hava. The Ran goes in a whole different direction. He says, no, you know what? He's a Shliach Kabbalah, just with a t'nai that it shouldn't effectuate the gerushin when you accept it. So that goes totally. That goes totally against what we were saying, so we're going to drop it right there, which just shows you that everybody agrees to the Grah.
The question we did have according to Tosis.
Yeah.
According to Tosis, the fact that you can make a Shliach is only when you can make a Titan. If you have the Bailus over something to make a Tanai,
right.
It shows you a Shliach.
Right.
And how does anyone, you should make Gerish and make a Shliach for that?
No. So that's what you need to spend. That's what we're trying to argue. You need a special. It's only because Kiddushin is or Gerushin is a Koach HaMaisa process, and you have this special Limud that she can make a Shliach within that process. Only because of that. Right. So again, if you look at the, how would the Rambam understand the Shliach Hava versus, he understands it, if we turn to page 5, that the Shliach Hava and the Shliach Kabbalah are both Shluchim of the Isha, not like Rashi understood. Right? You know what I'm saying? The Isha has no bialus over the process, so she can only create this kind of bialus-oriented, not Mesiras Koach-oriented Shlichus. While the Yesod of Shlichus is Mesiras Koach, right? Okay? So we can now bring in into the Baalim type Shlichus our previous Hakira. Is it Hisyachsus? Is what's going on here? Is that the mice is attributed back to the Mishaleach when you have a Baalim part of the Shlichus? Or is it Hiskalmus? Is it that the person is actually an embodiment of the Mishaleach themselves? And it's in that that the two types of Shlichum differ.
And this is all in the realm of that we're not saying does hold that they're independent.
Right, that the Shliach Hava is this.
No, the Mesiras Koach is Baalim and Baalus, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying they're independent. I'm saying is that, well, right now, by the Shliach of the Isha, it's an independent.
Okay.
Right. And so what we're saying is that by Shliach Hava, what is a Shliach Hava? Shliach Hava is a Baalim type Shlichus, Yad Arichta, but it's his Yachsus, not his Kamus. Whereas the Shliach Kabbalah is one step further, if you like. Right? And that's the Chakira that we saw from the Lekach Tov, from the other Achronim, that we kind of rejected, we pushed that away, but now we're going to bring it back in just this type of Shlichus. What is going on when we say that you have a Baalim type Shlichus? Is it his Yachsus? Or is it his Kalmus?
Didn't we say that this distinction between Yassus and Maisa, that's totally on what the, not the Shliach per se, but it changed what the Shliach was, but it was because of what the situation of the mitzvah was. Meaning it wasn't that a Baal has an option to make the different types of Shlichus for it. It's like, it is what it is.
Right.
Because of the situation. And now we're seemingly trying to say that within the Yisha, she has this power to create a shlech, which...
We're saying the Torah gave her the power to have shlichus.
Right.
In order to accept the get, right, she needs, because she's doing nothing there. She needs this shlichus of hiskamus. So the Torah gives her that shlichus of hiskamus.
Right, so now we're saying that...
We're saying that the shlichus of hisyachsus is a lower level of this shlichus of hiskamus. That's what the Or Sameach says. The Or Sameach there says, if we look at him, he say, I want to get the other examples. So if we say him outside, maybe we'll read him inside it. Ulam Rabbeinu Mefarish Hakol B'Shliach. It's on page 5 at the bottom. Habo Mina Isha Gufa. They're both Shlichim that come from the Isha. V'chi Akar V'Eino Rotsa B'Shlichu Shaso Isha. So they're talking about a case where the Shliach doesn't want to be a Shliach Kabbalah. He wants to stop being a Shliach Kabbalah, but he gets turned into a Shliach Hava because he gets the get from the husband. So now, why do you need a Shliach Hava? You need a Shliach Hava to avoid one problem. That it shouldn't be that the woman is not getting the get from the husband, right? That's the problem. She has to get the get from the husband. So therefore she needs a Yad Arichta status to be able to get the get from the husband, right? So now he's no longer a Shliach Kabbalah, right? She made him a Shliach Kabbalah. So why does the whole Shlichus just fall apart? So he answers, and the Rambam says it does not fall apart. She bichlal divrei ha'isha shaso shliach la'kabbalah hu nichlal gam ken shliach havala. That once you know that the isha can make a shliach kabbalah, then by definition she can make a shliach hava. Right? Shliach kabbalah
and
is more.
What I'm saying, I understand that one is more if you can do A. But I'm saying A, there are two things. When if we're learning it out from a limud from the pasuk, so A, it's harder to sometimes. You can sometimes, that's what the limit is, to go make a new level, even though it might be like
a lower
right, you're trying to learn, maybe you're going around the...
No, but you're going up to a lower level.
It doesn't make a difference, though, I'm saying. A lot of times when you have a limit from the pasuk, which is, in a sense, a chiddush of it, because it's not a svar, it doesn't make sense, it's only a limit. So we're making chidushim in a limit, it's like a gezeiras kasuv, that's what it is. You can't.
This is
the first time we've seen now where a person can decide the shlichus of what the koch, what it's going to be, siachus the other way, like
no. She can create a shliach, right.
But I'm saying
she can use shlichus to achieve whatever she needs to achieve.
We always use that distinction to define the type of mitzvah that we're discussing. And therefore, that mitzvah defined the type of shlichus, the call of the shliach, not vice versa. That the shliach is defining the mitzvah in a sense.
Well, she can use shlichus in gittin, so that she can have the shliach kabbalah. So I'm saying that once she knows she can have a shliach kabbalah, for sure she can create a shliach kabbalah.
No, there's a din by gerushin. You need mitzir, you need also miyod, you need the baal to make to be mitzvah of the get.
Right.
So how does that happen in this case?
The baal gives it to this way
gives
station.
Gives it to.
Who's what?
So when
he's yad arichta of.
Oh, so that's good by shliach kabbalah. I understand it. So he gives it to this yad arichta of the isha.
Right.
But now.
But she's not the isha. But he's not the isha herself. Which
no,
is the
no,
level
no, no,
that
no,
she
no. But it's yad arichta that I right. understand. But now he says, you know what? I don't want to be yad arichta type of thing. And Baal says, well, I don't want to make you my shliach
kabbalah. No. He makes her shliach kabbalah. He makes her his kamus. He's saying, I don't want to be his kamus anymore. So what the Rambam is saying is, it's not oker the whole shlichus. That's what the Rambam is saying. But
where's the Masir in that case? At what point does the Baal give the get to the Isha in that case, Shlech HaBaal?
He brings it to her house and gives it to her.
But what's the Masir?
No. So that's what I'm saying. He's enough of a Yad Arichta because of his Yachsus aspect to be able to make it that it's not just
told
Gita
Chmei Al Gabi Kar. It's not like that.
But he's not. What? He's not a Yad of the Baal. You're going to tell me now that I'm what? If the Masira is when the Baal gives the
Yeah, Shleach. That's exactly what Sameach is saying. He's saying that who's Shleach is he? So the Rambam says that there is such a concept as a Shleach Hava, and he's a Shleach of the Isha. So what's happening here? You have to explain it somewhere. So I'm explaining it. You know, if you have a different explanation, I can hear, but you have to explain it. If you want to explain the Rambam holds like Rashi, fine, or he holds like the Ran, fine. But if he doesn't hold like either of those, then what is it that he's saying? So he's saying that here you have a shliach that's enough of a yad arichta to be able to not have it be told gitach mi'agame karka. But on the other hand, he's not so much of a yad arichta that by accepting the get, it becomes sure. That's what he's saying.
I'm learning big, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen sure. Gita, but that could it be something to the extent that the Baal, in the sense, is accepting, the Baal is accepting the woman's, the shliach hava. As a shliach, he's accepting it, therefore it kind of makes it into his own shliach. Is there some kind? I haven't seen it into.
No, but he can't. He can't do that.
Why?
That's what Rashi says happened. That's exactly what he says happened. But we're saying that the Rambam does no mention of such a thing. So I'll tell you, here you can look on your own because I just want to try to get to one other example that the Rimagash. Well, you see here, the Rif makes such a chiluk, which would not be, we're taking the line of the Rambam then. The Rif makes such a chiluk between a Shliach Hava and a Shliach Kabbalah, where he says that Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, right, is a halacha by Shliach Holacha, but by Shliach Kabbalah, the Shliach Nasa Eid, the way we paskin, is by Shlichus La Halacha, but Shliach La Kabbalah, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. What would be the difference? Again, this whole model that we're trying to build. The Rimagash says something similar, that a Eved can be a Shliach Holacha, but an Eved cannot be a Shliach Kabbalah. What, again, would be the difference? And the Ramban discusses how by a Shliach Kabbalah you need more affinity between the person who's sending them and the person who's creating them. Again, something that I think fits into the model we're talking about. And then, possibly also the Rush, if you read him here, he also makes a chiluk between the koach that why you need differently mudim for shlichus by the isha. Again, that one I can't prove that he's holding. He's just saying there's a difference between shliach kabbalah and shliach halach. But to take it to our level of two different types of shlichus, that I don't know. The last one we have is to look at this gemara where two different gemaras seem to say something that's contradictory. So the Gemara in Gittin, it says that if somebody's thrown into a pit, he can say, Kol HaShomeas Koli, anybody who hears my voice, Kisvu Vitnu V'Yitnu Get, they should go and write a get for my wife and give it to them. And that's a good Shlichus. The Gemara in Nidarim says, right, the Gemara in Nidarim says that if a person says, that if somebody's a Mudar Hana, right, so if somebody's a Mudar Hana, from another individual. So let's say that Reuven, right, says that he's going to get no hana from Shimon. So Shimon can take truma from him. So the Gemara asks, how is that possible? If he does it just with his own das, then he wasn't sent. if he does it on the das of Reuven, you know what I'm saying, of the one who owns the produce, then he's a shliach and he's doing some hanafra. So it has to be that he says, that the owner of the produce said, kol arotz litram yavo v'yitram, that somehow that doesn't work. So already the Ramban, Sitosos, all the Rishonim ask, what's the difference between those two cases? Why is kol ha-shomea es koli yichto get li-ishti? That's good shlichus, but kol ha-rotz ha-litram yovo v'yitram, that's not. So we're going to skip the... No, it's no good. It doesn't affect your shlichus because it doesn't violate the neder.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So the Ramban Taka says, just like that, because this kol arotze doesn't, it's not a good mini shlichus, it's too vague, doesn't do anything, and kol shamea does. We can discuss why later, but I want to get into Ramban, I want to more get into Tosfos, if we can. Right? And here, what Tosfos is saying is, so Tosfos says, kol shamea koli, so the Tosfos asked the question, so that we'll just go through quickly on page 8. Afal pi de abrinum beperek ein bein hamoder, gabe muder hano mechaveru de torim l'trumo, so you can take trum l'dato, v'dik begemar l'dato de man, whose das does he have? Ilem l'dato di dey man shav yishliach. Ela de balakri, hoka mahani lei, but if he sent him, then he's getting hano from him, davet shlichuse, he did his shlichus. Umuki lo be'omer kol arotze litro Yovo v'yitrom, that was the minui. Anyone who wants to go take, go and take. Lav mishum dechi amar hachi lav shlichusei avin. Not because it's not shlichus, like the Ramban tried to say. The bitruma ba'inan shlichus. You must have shlichus by truma. That's the Tosfos Shita. Elo le'inyan mudur hana davka lo chashiv shlichus. Rather, by a mudur hana, that's where it's not considered shlichus. She chashiv b'kach kimahanale, that he's doing, so he's giving him some hana, kevin shalot tziva lo la'atzma. That's Tosfos' first answer. Because he didn't specifically command him. Oshema Yeshachalik tells us over a different chiluk. The Hachalokamar Kolarotze. Here, by Gitan, he didn't say Kolarotze Lichtovela Koloshomea. He said whoever hears. So that's a more definite group. Not anyone in the world, but these people who are hearing me now. The Yachid Yachde Lamisha Shomea Kolo. So we want to look at the two Terutzim, right, of Tosos, and see, again, what is Tosos trying to say. Go ahead.
Using our model that we've been using, though. Is a truma though, is we care about the not the ma'aser but the bottom line that was separated the chalos, and therefore you might just need kavana as opposed to gittin where you need there's more to it you need the das.
No, I'm saying you need das there also for the hakdasha part of the truma. But you're saying it's true. Actually, if we get further, you'll see that we're going to build a whole thing on trying to explain a difficult Rambam on just something similar to what you're saying. So the first answer to us is what? Ela inyan mudur hana davka lo chashiv shlichus she chashiv bekach kimahanale kevin shelo tziv lo la'atzma. So what is he saying here? He's saying that both kol ha-shomea and kol ha-rotza are good mini shlichus, not like the Ramban. Only due to the fact that they're indeterminate, right? Using our terms, they can only create, if you like, that first type of shlichus, or the first level of shlichus, mesiras koach type shlichus, right? Where because he has balus over the process, he can wield that authority any way he sees fit. But that kind of a minui, that kind of an indeterminate minui, that kind of a minui that's not specific, it's not enough of a relationship between the mishaleach and the shliach to access that next level, yada arichta status. So it's here you have the opposite of so forth. You have just a mesiras koach, no ba'alim at all, right?
I thought bialis was a greater form of ownership than ba'alim, you were saying. Am I backwards?
No, I'm saying that ba'alus is the yisod of what shlichus is all about. In some ways you could view Baalim as less of a shliach because he's not exercising any kind of authority. In some ways it's a stronger type of shlichus because you take on characteristics of the mishaleach himself.
So Yad Arichta is stronger than Mesiras Koach.
I'm saying Yad Arichta in some ways is just like we saw, in my opinion, that the Ishat needs...
How could you have one tali within the other?
Why not? Meaning if I don't have baalus, then I can't create shlichus.
But how can I have baalus? How can I say that in order to create baalim, you need baalus, and your balim has stuff that balas mean. You can't have one without the other.
Why not? What I'm saying is, don't come to talk. Let's say this. It could be that there's something. You know, I have great power as a doctor, let's say, to do surgery. But I have to be a citizen of the United States to do that surgery. So let's say, don't come and talk to me. You could be the biggest expert surgeon. If you're not a citizen, we're not talking. So why? What's the contradiction? I don't see the contradiction there. If you're not a citizen, don't talk to me about doing surgery. So I'm saying, if you want to access Baalus Shlichus,
those things are like, that's like me telling you, you're a great surgeon. You have to go through medical school. Like,
no, I'm saying he's like, only someone who has Baalus can have Shlichus. That's what I'm trying to say.
But once you have Baalus, why do you have to take it to the next level?
Only some places you need Baalim.
I'm saying, how can you have it, something where both things have Kochos, which are better than the other, but you can only, in order to get one, you need the other? Like,
why not? I just showed you an example. I mean, there's thousands of things you can make.
Those are two things which are not really.
And to ask a question, you got to be the clear one. Meaning, seriously, you got to be clear that there's a logical inconsistency, right?
I'm not 100% clear yet. That's why I'm confused. Right. But I'm saying, for example, like saying, you know, to be a specialty in using the example of medicine, mm-hmm. to be a specialist, you first need to know the general. You can't get to the specialty without the general.
No, I'm just saying you could have a rule that something trips an allowance to do something. And I don't know why it makes a difference that one's stronger than the other. You can't.
Therefore, by definition, once I have this, they're tripped, and now I can do the greater thing. Doesn't mean I also can do everything that the previous step means. If I get to step B, that means I already can do everything step A is.
Yeah. So here's the opposite. So you're saying is you got to step A, you're not going to be able to get to step B.
You should be able to do everything Bialis can do also.
Yeah, but you have to get there.
But
you have a door blocking you. You want to knock on the door.
But once I have Baalim, I'm saying, therefore that means Baalim is really Baalus and Baalim.
But you don't have Baalim. Right.
But anytime I do have Baalim, that means I have Baalus and Baalim.
Why?
Because how do I get to Baalim if I don't have Baalus?
Oh, so what I'm trying to show you is that it's either by Xeris Sakal, right. It's only under unique circumstances. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's under unique circumstances. It's not out there that you can just go to. The Torah set up something unique by Shlichus by Isha. Right? That's unique. So the Torah set that up. Same thing like the graph says. That same thing by Shliach of Dvar Aveir. The Torah set up something unique.
But I'm saying, my question, maybe I'm not understanding it, but my question is that if we're explaining that the only way to get to Baalim is if you first have Baalim.
No, it's the same thing. Again,
I've seen two side things.
There's no exact logical point. It'd be like saying, again, if you take someone who's a student athlete. I don't know what. So it could be that he's great in sports and stupid in school. So the Baalim has certain koiches that the Baalus doesn't have.
But what we're explaining is two parallel things, not one totally on the other.
Yeah, but it's not totally. It's, you want to get... okay. I'll talk to you about it later. It's already finished. We have to end. This isn't ghost. I don't know how to make it go more better, meaning that because I want to try to get to some of the examples. Do we have time for one more to try to get through this example or not? There's nothing to be sorry about. This is how it goes. If we're looking at the back to the Tosfos, I would answer the question more, except I don't see, not that, it's just not an inconsistency that. If you look at Tosfos, what Tosfos is saying, the first thing what they're saying is that for Gerushin, all that I need for it to be Chal is that I have a Mesiras Koach. And this indeterminate, unclear Minui allows me to be Moser my Koach. I can be Moser my Koach over to the next person, right, who's the Shliach. And he's able to go then and do Gerushin, right? But by a Moder Hanah, how do you violate that, a Moder Hanah? There you need to have that the Shliach has the status of Baalim, right? That he's actually giving me Hanah. That violates the Neder. We're not talking about Shlichus now. We're talking about what violates the Neder. Violates the Neder is only if the Baalim themselves give me Hanah. So there you need to have Shlichus to set the status of Baalim. Right? And therefore, according to this answer in Tosus, both Kol HaShomea and Kol HaRotzeh wouldn't violate the Neder, even though they can allow for doing kiddushin, doing gerushin. So again, you see this difference where you can have a separation between the aspect of Mesiras Koach and the aspect of Balim, or it's two separate tracks. I can accept that as well. If you look at the second answer of Tosfos, right? The second answer of Tosfos is Shem Yesh Lachalik the Hocha Loka Amar Kol Arotza Lichto Elakol Shomer the Yached Yachde that they specify to a certain extent who they're talking about. So here it is. What is the Tosfos saying? The Kol Shomea is a complete minui. It's full shlichus. It does everything by gerush. Not like we said before, that it only allows for Mesiras Koach. Kol Shomea is a complete minui. It's not indeterminate. It's specific. There's five guys up there. I'm saying Kol Shomea, or it's whoever is in the radius of hearing. It's a definite shlichus, right? It's not indeterminate. And therefore it creates a complete shlichus 100%. But Kolarotza, that is an indeterminate shlichus, and it stays that way, right? And therefore, if you say kol harotze by gerushin, if you say kol harotze by neder, right? You know, by truma rather, then you would only be able to set up a mesiras koach, and therefore you can accomplish hafrashus truma, you can accomplish gerushin, perhaps. But you can't. But you don't violate your nether. The difference between the two views, the nafkamina, between the two answers of Tosfos would be, for example, if he says kisvu tenu, does the ksivas haget require edim that have a status of balim, or only edim that have, or is it enough edim that have a status of mesiras koach alone? So for sure, for the nesinas haget, all you need is edim of mesiras koach. But the question is, for the Nesinas Haget, I shouldn't say, according to most Rishonim, that's all you need. But for the status of the Kisvu, you may need Edim that actually have a Balim status. And that would be the difference, if you like, between the two answers in Tosfos. But according to both of them, we're separating between the two tracks of Shlichus, that by Neder, in order to violate a Neder, you can't just have Mesiras Koach, you must have a Shlichus that's fully functioning on that Balim level. And if you read the Ron there, it makes the same point. And the third thing I was going to say here, simply, you can all read it for yourself, from Shimon Shkup, is that he says that even though we say that Bittul, right, Shalom Befanov, operates in Shlichus, but not by Baalim, only by Mesiras Koach. So in most Shlichus, if you do a Bittul, Shalom Befanov, you topple the Mesiras Koach. And again, as I say, you topple the Mesiras Koach, you by definition topple also the Baalim, because you can't have the Baalim without the Mesiras Koach first coming. But if you could show me a type of Shlichus that the Torah sets up where you have only Baalim, not Mesiras Koach, like we're saying Shliach Kabbalah is, and which the classic example is Shliach Ledvar Aver. So those who hold that Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aver, or in any case you would hold Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aver, there Shimon Shkab says, what are you telling me there's going to be a Bittul Shalom Befanav? So I'm going to tell a guy, go murder someone, and then he's going to walk 10 miles away. Sorry, I didn't mean it. And that somehow, if we did have a din of Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aver, like according to Shammai, that guy wouldn't be liable for the death penalty, but the one who did. So I feel like it's a little bit like shooting an arrow in the air. You shoot the arrow in the air, right? I'm saying you turn a screw on a screwdriver, and it does whatever it has to do. There's no taking it back. It's impossible to take it back, right? You can find a way to be mevatel it maybe, but it's not going to be by dibur alone. That's not going to be able to cut it. Whereas by mesiras koach, that's an expression of my empowerment. If I want it, I give it. I want to take it back, I take it back. And that's what Rav Shimon Shkup says. The last example, which you guys can look at it, on your own, is this Rambam that's very difficult to understand. The Rambam basically says that if you send someone to take Trumer for you, and you're mevatel him, that's not enough. It's based on Yerushalmi. It seems to go against every Gemara in the universe, but that's a separate shir if you want how the Rambam shtims with the Bavli. But he follows the Yerushalmi that says that following Reish Lakish, it says you can't just retract shlichus in general by Dibralon, you have to do a Maisa. So what happens here? He sends someone to go take Truma specific place from him. The Shliach goes to take that Truma. He's mevatel the shlichus. Rambam says, no, the shlichus survives. It goes on, and as long as the guy takes the Truma exactly properly and doesn't even in a small way change what he was told, then the shlichus is good. So all the Rishonim, the Torah, the Radbaz, everybody's jumping jumping on the Rambam. What is he talking about? We paskin that by shlichus, as I'll show you, by gittin and by gerish and by everything else, that it's enough, right, just to do bittul shalom b'fanu. So what's happening here? So my opinion, again, what's happening here is that the Rambam endorses, like we saw in the Ramban, that there can be you don't need shlichus to take truma. You don't need shlichus to take truma. That's how the Ramban might answer this question. You don't need shlichus to take truma. So what's happening? I send the shlichus to go take truma. I remove I do bittul shlichus. The shlichus is dead. Why is the truma good? Because you don't need shlichus to take truma. The Rambam agrees to that. But the Rambam here is clear that it survives. He says it in Perash HaMishnayis as clear as day and in the Yad, that it survives because shlichus survives. Not because there's a way to do it without shlichus. So how is it that shlichus survives? So here it fits exactly into our model. When you send the guy to go, what you're creating is classical shlichus. You have Mesiras Koach to go take truma, plus you also get your Ba'alim status. Here the unique thing is that of course the Ba'alim status alone without Mesiras Koach is enough to do our Afreshes Truma, because you could do according to the Rambam Afreshes Truma even without Shlichus at all. So for sure this type B Shlichus would be enough. You can't, like you were saying, access type B. You can't say I'm making you a type B Shlichus, I'm making you a Ba'alim Shlichus. That you can't do. But you can make a full Shlichus. Now you said the full Shlichus, now you did Bittul, so wonderful. You've taken off the Mesiras Koach. But what happens? Now you have like Frankenstein walking around. You have a monster who's a shliach that is a yada richta. He survives. The fact that you removed your bittul doesn't do anything to us. Doesn't matter anymore. He's now a fully empowered shliach because you went the regular route. You made a full shlichus. You removed the mesiras koach. Ba'alim normally, like by kiddush and gerush and mecher, dies. With that, who cares that he represents the ba'alim? Doesn't matter. Without mesiras koach, he can't do gerush or kiddush or mecher. But truma, you can. So therefore, he goes and takes truma. What's the only thing that can undo him is that he has to be, again, a yad arichta. When you turn the screw, it does exactly what you tell it to do. It doesn't change in any way. So therefore, you need the combination, both of removing the mesiras koach, so you don't have a mesiras koach type of shlichus, and you have to also destroy the, in this case, track B shlichus, the yad arichta shlichus, and that can only be destroyed by a chariga, by him doing something different than what he was commanded. That he was commanded from doing. Then I tried to tie it into what you were trying by Kiddushin. So by Kiddushin you have a unique case that's different. That there, the woman both has das in the process, right, to a certain extent, like Rashi calls it das makna, the Rambam calls it ratzon, right, but it's even higher than das. It's the whole Rambam that says if you tie a guy up, our Gemara says if you tie a lady up and you force her to marry you, that the marriage is good. The Rambam doesn't pass him like this. It's because you need Ratzon. So Ratzon is something that's even higher than Das. How he deals with that Gemara, he had a different gear, so right, we'll get the whole thing. But that's how the Rambam deals with it. So by Shlichus, by an Isha for Kabbalah's HaKiddushin, you have both a Hiskabus, because she also is doing nothing in the process, as the Ran and many others point out, but she's just standing there. So for that, you need a Hiskabus type Shlich, and you need a Dekiyim on the Shlichus, as the Rambam points out. But on the other hand, she also has das to a certain extent in the process. Therefore, she alone can create a shlich and be mevatalit shelo b'fanav. So I'm postulating, this is the Rambam that's mentioning anyway, that by shlich l'kabbalah you can't just shelo b'fanav be mevatal the shlichus, but by shlich l'kabbalah kiddushin, there the Rambam says clearly you can be mevatal shelo b'fanav because there it's a das related type of shlichus. Okay, so I see that I need to talk more things out, actually. Would that be...